Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that your word is alive and full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword and more highs, please. Sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God, teach us, lead us, guide us, bring us into all truth, cause us to understand, to comprehend what your word says, so that we may use it for every part of our lives. We thank you, Lord, that the entrance of your word brings light, illumination, causing us to see things that we never would have seen before. So we ask for that revelation knowledge, wisdom, and understanding now, and we will give you the glory for the victory that happens because of this truth that comes to us in Jesus' name. Satan, I give you notice that your assignment is canceled on these people. You will not be able to retaliate as they receive the blessings. I cancel every retaliating demon and every force planned to come and make a counterattack. You are destroyed before you start. In Jesus' name, I call you deaf and dumb. You cannot hear what is being said. I call you forbidden from these premises and from these proceedings. In Jesus' name, I call it done. And everybody said, amen. Let's make a confession. Say, this is my Bible. Hold your Bible up. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what the Word of God says that I have. I can do what the Word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of God's word on purpose, but I'm not just a hearer. I am also a doer of God's word. And because I am a doer and not just a hearer of the word of God, my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, I declare it done. And everybody said, amen. Before you're seated, greet two or three people and tell them you're about to change drastically. You are about to change drastically. Praise God. It's all for the better. Let's go to a couple of scriptures. Let's go first to Psalms 139, verse number 14. Psalms 139, verse number 14. Let's get a hold of the Word of God. This is important. I only got so long to be able to be with you, and I'll be done. I'll hit you and run. Promise to be back next week if they let me. Psalms 139, verse number 14 in the New King James Version says it this way. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My question starts with the last few words. Does your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, do they act like they know this very well? That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. If your soul knows that, then there's a cancellation to suicide. Because if you knew you were fearfully and wonderfully made, you would know that you have no right to be able to change your life for eternity by ending it. Now, we've been speaking concerning healing. I told you we're going to have three sessions minimum that are going to make you the most informed concerning healing, body, soul, and spirit, than you have ever been before. So in this time together, we started talking about the soulish realm, which your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. It includes, though, your imagination and your intellect. I wrote a book entitled Casting Down Imaginations. It's based on 2 Corinthians 10, 4, and 5. Let's look at that in the King James Version, because it says some things that I want to be able to make sure we get into this series. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Start with 2 Corinthians 10. And let's just read it off the board because I don't want to have to go make a bunch of changes here. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You are in a war. The war is not probably physical. You come in here with the same hands, same feet, same face, no bruises, most of you. No bruises, no hurts. But you're being beat up. You're in a war. The battle is in your mind. When God gave me the five-step process of being able to become a winner in Christ through casting down imaginations, or CDI, and I wrote that book, he put in my heart the fact that there are strongholds. He called them thought castles. And every time we think the negative thought concerning that particular area, we put another brick into that castle that we're building to fortify that thought. It's a negative thought. This is why those thoughts have to be cast down. And sometimes, before we even meet Christ, we are fed these negative thoughts about ourselves, and then we have to tear down. We have to root out before we can build. Go to Jeremiah. Hold it there. We're going to come right back. But I got to go to Jeremiah. It's in my spirit. Ain't none of this in my notes, okay? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter number 1, probably verse number 4 or 5. Let's go to Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, verse number 5, please. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. You can switch that to the New King James. And I ordained thee, or I deemed you, a prophet to the nations. This is to Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Had a lot of emotions. He wept all the time. Book of Lamentations relates to him. Lamenting. Sorry. Because Israel had sinned and was taken into captivity. But he says, God says to him, before I formed you. So who formed you? Who formed you? Who formed everybody? I'll tell you one thing, you ain't formed yourself. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care what gender you think you are. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm going there. There's only two. Our president is right. There's only two genders. If there's more, show it to me right now in the Bible. I'll let you have the microphone. Show me the other genders. If you're watching by live stream, call your friends. Have them find the scripture and text it to us or email it to us. I will eat the page without salt, as my former pastor, my pastor, father in the faith used to say, Dr. Price would say, I'll eat the page on live stream without salt. Just show me the rest of the genders. It's a lie. And some people need to cast down that imagination. It is only an imagination. It is a stronghold, very stronghold in this country that wasn't here before. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, countries that mutilated children, we looked at them as strange because most of it was done under the Muslim religion. Genitalia was being attacked and mutilated in foreign countries. And we, as this country here, we saw it as barbaric. Now we've named it DEI. You know what I call it? DIE. I know it's quiet up in this Presbyterian church. Ain't nobody saying amen because you're scared your employer going to hear you and you're going to lose your job. They can't fire me because they never hired me. I'm a free spirit. My boss is in heaven. It's a lie. Now, we may feel like that. Go back to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. It's a stronghold. Now, this is not what I studied to preach. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of God taking me somewhere. I learned to just take the trip. With my pilot friend. Sort of like, man, you know, you just, ATC says, okay, you're going to have to divert. We can't land you here. You better have enough fuel, first of all, to go to the next airport like you're supposed to have. And you better have an airport that you've already designated you're going to go to if you can't get to this one, because they're diverting you. And you better have that 40 minutes of fuel on board by the time you get to the destination that you should have landed at in the first place. Because if you don't, you're violating the law, the FAA rules and regulations, and buddy, your rear end is in the sling. It's serious business, but not as serious as this is. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't fight this strangling somebody or hitting somebody or arm wrestling somebody. I'm right, you're wrong. Come on, man, stop it. It ain't gonna work. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not based on what you think. Oh, why? I can think. I remember I was selling advertising for a radio station. I think I was working for KCMS in Seattle, the Christian station. And there was a guy that owned a skating rink out in Puyallup, and he was into New Age. And I was trying to tell him he needed to advertise because it's a family kind of business. And hey, man, you know, we can put you on the radio and you probably get a whole lot of people here. Radio is immediate, man. As soon as people hear it, they start coming. So let's write some spots and make it sound fun and put you on the air. Man, you're going to increase your business. And he was sitting there trying to do some kind of weird mind thing. I said, that don't work on me. I ain't thinking about you, buddy. I said, you just even if you're going to advertise, you're not. He started moaning. I said, I got to go. I got to go. I got something. I had 200 clients that I cold called myself that I developed myself in Pierce County, King County. I said, I got to go. I ain't got time to sit here and watch you moan and groan over whether you should do this or not. It's stupid. He thought mind over matter. I said, first of all, you really look stupid, okay? So next of all, it ain't working, okay? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not even in your head. It's not your physical. It's not how good you look, lady. Ooh, we got quiet then. Kathy, you're going to have to help me out now. You just take it into the women's meeting. I ain't saying no more about that. Okay, here we go, move on. It's not how strong you are, brother. Look at me, I'm buff. Atlas, look at me. I got muscles bulging everywhere. So what? It doesn't help you to win. There are some things that only come through spiritual forces. Because we are three-part person. We are a spirit. You will be that spirit. You will be a spirit through eternity. This is why fornication, adultery, procreation outside of marriage is such a violation. Because you are creating a forever being. It's not just a weekend fling. This is serious. You're creating an forever being. And we don't want to talk about this because we want to have fun and feel good. But it's serious. And for believers, we should take it serious. Yeah. Now, nobody's trying to put anybody in conviction. We all have messed up, done stupid stuff. The Bible says, such were some of you. And there's a whole laundry list. There's a big, long list. Such were some of you. Not all of you, but some of you were this. We all had a problem. But no sense in staying in the problem when you know how to get out. God says he will give you a way of escape. And some of us won't take the escape. Ain't no problem. You just won't take the escape. Now, we have all these exits here. You see, they even made us put up lights where the exit signs are in case the lights went out so you could find the exits to escape. if there was something which is not going to happen, something happening here that was nefarious, something that was not good, if it was happening, you would be able to see those lights come on automatically when the lights go out. When the power goes off, they come on. There's a battery in there. We have to check it every once in a while. They come through and check the building to make sure that our battery is good. Because they want a way of escape. God knows you need a way of escape. Because the enemy is always trying to get you messed up. You are supposed to live a healthy, strong, good life. You are not sick trying to get well. You are well and the enemy's trying to make you sick. So whatever he's sending you, whether it's the flu or whether it's the bird flu, it's the chicken flu, it's the cow. They come up with all these names. Send it back to where it originally comes from, which it ain't God, because God don't make nobody sick, because he's got to have sickness to give you sickness. And God ain't sick. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no tears even in heaven. You will not have tear ducts. When you go to heaven, your glorified body has no tear ducts. You will not be able to cry. You ain't going to remember all this stupid stuff that happened down here. You will have the mind of Christ fully. So it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The Lord says, just stay here. Okay, I'll just stay here. This is why I can't finish stuff. Because every time I get up here to finish it, he takes me somewhere else. And you know why he does that? Because somebody's here that needs to hear this. That maybe didn't even plan to be here. But they're here now, or they're watching. And so he loves people so much that he will bypass what you want to hear. Pastor, preach what you was going to preach last week. Let's finish that. He said, no, there's somebody here that has a greater need than you. So he's drawing something else out of me. That I'm just here. I mean, you know, I'm just like the mailman. Whatever's in the bag, you getting it. I can put it in the bag. I mean, I didn't make it. He just stuffed it in my bag. I got to give it to you. Some of you are like, I didn't want that eviction notice. It's just in my bag. There you go. That's yours. The rest of you, oh, my God, the check is here. Praise the Lord. I love you, mailman. All right. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. The enemy cannot do anything to you. Some of you are not noticing the way I'm praying. And that's why you're still having problems. I don't wait for the enemy to attack me. I attack him first. Because we know that the enemy comes to steal the word once it comes. It's Mark chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, both. Okay, we won't go there. Some of this, you need to stop coming to church and think I'm going to teach you everything. Go home and read for yourself. The Lord told me to tell you that. Some of y'all come up, well, Pastor didn't teach me that. We didn't read that. Go home and read the rest of the book yourself. Write the notes down of what we was reading close to and read every scripture, you know, two chapters before and four chapters after. Yourself. You're supposed to study the word. Now, well, he didn't teach me that, because you got to teach yourself. Be like the Berean church. They heard Paul and all the rest of the disciples teaching, and they went home to check to see if what he said was so. I want you to go and check and see what I'm talking about is so. You're going to find out there's more so than what I said. Just saying. Just saying. God didn't say that. I said that. Says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Thank God. You don't need them bullets to win this stuff. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I got my peace. Y'all need to know I do have my own weapon. Y'all saw I had a taser. Remember, I threw my taser out on the stage. I usually keep my taser right about here. Because I'm talking too bold to think that there ain't nobody crazy. So if you want to get tased, just come on up here and act a fool. That's if the other brothers don't get you beforehand. Okay? Because I ain't playing. I got to finish this course with some joy. So I ain't playing. Now I ain't got nothing with me today. See? What's in there? What's in there? Ain't nothing there today. That's because I got other brothers out there watching it, watching you. You don't even know who they are. You sitting next to them smiling and they looking at you. We got them all over the place. Some of them are singing. Lord Jesus, help us. Okay, for the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, they're not physical anymore. All the stuff that we got up in here, that don't mean nothing because we don't trust in that. We trust the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, 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 mighty. I used to love the white Mighty Mouse. Y'all remember Mighty Mouse? Here we come to save the day. It's Mighty Mouse on his way. See, some of y'all so young, you ain't never even heard of Mighty Mouse. All you know is Mickey Mouse. Do you remember Mighty Mouse? No, you don't remember. You remember? You remember? Yeah. Okay. You 10 years older than me too. But anyhow, but Mighty Mouse was tough, boy. Mighty Mouse, and he just here we come to save the day. It's Mighty Mouse on the way. Shoot, he's mighty. A little rat. Whoever thought I'd be preaching Mighty Mouse? It's supposed to be the kingdom of God. Okay, here we go. But mighty through God. Through who? God. You don't have God, you're not mighty. You're not even a mouse, okay? You're not mighty, you're not strong. God gives us the strength that we have. I could do nothing. I did nothing when God was not, when he, for a moment, like he did Jesus. Jesus, it felt like God turned his back on him when he was on the cross. We're going to study this now when we deal with the cross. He was on the cross and he was like, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's how I felt. Yeah. I felt all alone because God wanted me to experience what I experienced for 6.5 years like an unbeliever so I can have a compassion for you. And I was like, God, where are you? Where are you? Without God, you're nothing. My wife watched me all day long. Usually in the morning, I'm crying. Oh, God. I hear a song. Oh, God. Because I know it's only God. I'd be dead. I'd be gone. I thought I was going to go to hell. That's how the enemy made me feel. God says it was just something I need you to go through so you can help everybody else. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Don't protect the wrong thoughts. Write that down. Y'all ain't writing. You need to be writing. Don't protect things that are stupid. El stupido. People say stupid stuff. They write stupid stuff. Social media is one of the biggest curses this nation has had. Because we got fools writing stuff calling themselves influencers that have nothing to do with the scriptures. And this is why we're running around talking about there's 45,000 genders. Because some idiot wrote it because he thought he could get some likes and a bunch of people following them. And he did, or she did. That's a fat lie. It is a stronghold for some people because it gives them an excuse to not change and turn to God. We all need God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not just the homosexuals and the lesbians. Not just the transgenders and the fornicators and the adulterers. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are righteous. No, not one. God said, not one of us. We're all like filthy minstrel rags. We're no good. That's what the Bible says. Study it out. Again, go to the scriptures. If you got a phone with that YouVersion computer version of the phone Bible thing, you can search out any word I'm saying. Just put it in the little question mark, little discover or search thing, and it'll bring up all the scriptures. You ain't got to wait for me to bring them up. There's no reason to be ignorant anymore. You don't have to wait for the preacher, but you should. Because the anointing is on the preacher. Yeah. This is not me. This is God.
The pulling down of strongholds. So when we find strongholds, and we have to identify them. Strongholds are things that are not what God said. That you believe. That you protect. I'm never going to get married again. Now, I'm not for divorce. God hates divorce. But if your wife or your husband, the Bible says, and I'm not going to go there right now, but I'm going to hold in suspense. One of these services, I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to look at it. If your husband or your wife leave you, and they're unbeliever, you are not tied to that unbeliever's decision. God don't want you living in misery for the rest of your life. That's what I wanted to tell that man. Now, that's not good, but that's not the best anyhow. God didn't want that anyhow. He wants you to be together. We had many opportunities to call it quits. She could have called it quits on me 45,000 times. I was in entertainment. Do you understand? I was in entertainment. Do you see the nuts in Hollywood? I was in entertainment. But she held on to this man. She had what is called faith. 2 Corinthians 10, 4, 5, let's go there real quick. Because if you can't believe the word of God, it's probably because you don't have any faith. 2 Corinthians 10, 4, 5. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, not some thoughts, not selected thoughts. I'll read it slowly. Casting down. Give me the King James Version. I like it better. Okay. We can go to this. We can go to 50 other translations, but I like King James to get just across. Casting down imaginations, which are arguments, in your own head. You're arguing with yourself. It's like a tornado in your head. Hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. Convection. Okay. Cause those thunderstorms. We've got to stay 20 miles away from it. If we're flying an airplane or a helicopter, or else you could get struck. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself. This stuff is self-rising. Exalts itself. My alarm is going off. That's the first alarm. I got 5 minutes. Can I have 5 more minutes? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against you getting to know God. Well, I think it's all right to sleep around just a little bit, as long as you know who you're sleeping with. You need to cast down that imagination. Well, you know, I work here. They make a lot of money. I can take a little bit out of the chill. They ain't going to make no difference anyhow. They ain't going to miss it. You need to cast down that imagination. You a thief. Well, if my wife don't find out about it, ain't nothing wrong with that. You liar, you cheater. God knows. God watches everything. He never sleeps or slumbers. He saw you go in there and he saw you come out. He saw you while you was in there. Making all them noises. I'm talking about dancing now. So she says, see, because y'all think it's something else. I'm talking about dancing. You in the club. Oh, wow. Wow. Y'all, I got to work with y'all. Casting down imagination. See how your imagination can go? Casting down imagination. You have to cast down imaginations. Everything you think ain't coming from God. I don't care who you are. Reverend Dr. So-and-so, he got a problem too. They all got a problem with their imagination. But it's a gift. It's part of the soul, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. But you got to control that imagination. Because that imagination, it can either create a multi-billion dollar business or put you in hell. You don't control that imagination? Yeah, if you're thinking stuff that you got to go find some, you got to find a website to match with your imagination. Some old nasty website. And they got them down there. They make them in Los Angeles most of the time. The porno factories. You got to cast down that stuff. It's killing us. Some of you women imagine that you're supposed to be living with a cat, not with a husband. God ain't made you live with no cat. You are the female, but you're not the feline. I ain't gonna go there. Anyhow, casting down, I got three more minutes, two more minutes? Casting down imaginations, every high thing, every high thing, every high thing. It's not just thoughts, it's not just words. I try to talk like y'all think. This is lifestyle teaching. To meet you where you are so you have no excuse when you come before God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the knowledge of God, because the enemy will give you anything you like to keep you from God. It's not okay to have a little beer. I drink, the strongest thing I drink is root beer. No, I don't have no wine for my birthday. I might drink some sparkling cider, but it's just apples. See, you get quiet up in here now because you think he's supposed to have your dinner wine every night. That's why you're a lush. See, we deal with these things, and people get in trouble because some of us have a propensity to be able to become alcoholics, and we don't know it until we try it. Same thing with smoking dope. I remember I was at KJR, and the guy before me, I forget who it was, I think it was Mark Jeffries. Anyhow, disc jockey before me had left a pack of cigarettes, Cools, menthol, on the counter. And I'll come on, 10 o'clock, JJ Jackson on KJR. Here goes so-and-so, such-and-such. 95 albums a day, you can win one. Stay tuned. Turned off the microphone, saw the Cools there. Said, I ain't never smoked one of them. The record's playing. Enemy says, try one. It's just a cigarette. I said, okay. Took the thing. There was a match right over there. I was able to find the phone. I called Kathy. I said, Kathy, pray for me. She said, what's wrong, Todd? I said, I just smoked a cigarette. You did what? I said, it was sitting here and it told me to smoke it. And I smoked it. And now I'm dizzy. I gotta stay on the air. No, this jockey just left. Ain't nobody can take my place. Pray for me right now. Put the phone on my chest. She said, fool, would you stop doing stupid stuff? I should have cast down an imagination. But I smoked it. The last one I ever smoked. I ain't had one since. About 50 years ago. I wouldn't try another one because I have a propensity to feel like I'm taking LSD. It just got to me. You need to know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God will take care of it, body, soul, and spirit. He will take care of your mind, but you have to learn how to do some things yourself. Imagination's coming to you. You need to check them. You receive a lot of things. That's part one. That's number one of casting down imaginations. Number two is you need to analyze it. Write this down now. Because don't get closed-minded where you don't receive things. You're going to receive. There's more receiving going on now. Billions and billions of texts and emails and all kinds of different communications. Billions that we weren't bombarded with. We are now. You can't close your mind to it. Some of that stuff is good. But you have to be able to receive. Say receive. Then you need to analyze. Okay, say analyze. You need to analyze it, not based on what the world is saying, but what God says in his word. You got to compare what you're hearing or receiving to what God says in his word. Should I be smoking a cigarette? Well, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do I want to fill it up with smoke? Holy Spirit's in there. Think about it. Just trying to make it graphic. So we receive, analyze. Then you have to make a decision. Number three is accept or reject. And you accept it or reject it based on if it's the Word of God or not. If it lines up with the Word of God, we're keeping it. Because the next step is number four. Step four is to renew your mind to it. After you replace it. First we replace it, then we renew our mind to it. Five steps. Receive, analyze, accept, reject. Then we are going to, what's the fourth one? Replace it. I said, and then renew your mind to it. Meaning that you don't think that way no more. It's a five-step process that God gave to the body of Christ. And I wrote it in a book. You need to use it. We need to use it so our bodies can be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Can we give God praise for what we did receive today in Jesus' name? There was nothing that I'd had on these notes, so we're going to have to do something with that. Woo. Say this with me. Say, God, I am aware that the enemy wants to attack my mind. Put your hand on your face or your head some kind of way. Put your hands on your head. Say, God, help me to protect my mind from the attacks of the enemy. He comes immediately to steal the word, but I will not let him do that. Today, I decide. Come on, say it bold. Stand up, in fact, and say this. Put your hands on your head. Say, I decide what comes into me, what I believe, what I make into a stronghold. Satan, I come to tear down your lies out of my mind. I am not what you said that I am. I am what God says that I am. I can do what God says that I can do. And I have what God says that I have. Get off of my mind. I tear down strongholds. I come against those thought castles, negative thoughts, wrong thoughts, evil thoughts, unbelieving thoughts. I cast them down. And right now, I replace them, God, with your word. As I see your word, as I hear your word, I will replace my thoughts that are strongholds, these thought castles that are wrong, with your word. And I will receive victory because of this. In Jesus' name, I declare, amen. Come on, give God praise in Jesus' name. Give God some praise in his house in Jesus' name. We're getting you soulishly taken care of. Bible says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. You can't make more dough. You can't start making, I'm going to talk ghetto. You can't make elephant dollars if you think stupid. You need to be bilingual. I can hang with the heaviest executives on the planet, but I can kick it with the brothers in the hood. I can be all things to all people. But some of us, we don't know how to be able to be bilingual, sometimes trilingual, sometimes quadlingual. You got to learn how to communicate. And you got to talk to yourself. Get in that mirror. Here's your assignment. Get in that mirror this week. Start looking in the mirror at yourself. Find out what God's word says. That I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Look in that mirror, look in that little pupil, the little black part of your eye, say, you listen to me now. God says I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. I ain't listening to the devil. So devil, you shut up. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me to be somebody. I don't care what they say about me. I am somebody on this planet. I have a purpose, and I'm going to fulfill my purpose, and you ain't stopping me, devil, in Jesus' name. And then when some jackleg joker come up trying to tell you something, okay, I'm talking ghetto on purpose. Jackleg joker tried to come up and tell you, well, you, I don't think you qualify. Shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. We don't allow people like you to come in through. Shut up. Shut it down. Be bold. Now, I got to warn y'all, I asked for more holy boldness this morning. So I'm praying that it don't come out yet. But I'm telling you, it's time for you to talk to yourself. Program yourself. Get some downloads from the heaven out of your Bible and just program yourself. Look yourself in that mirror. Do it every day. I guarantee you will not be the same person. Every day, look in that mirror and say, who God says you are. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm on top and rising. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and only and not beneath. In Jesus' name. Come on, give God praise in Jesus' name. Let's thank God for the word.